You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Today we're looking at how to keep young minds active and curious during the summer break. Joining us is Brooke Conti from ScienceWorks Hands-On Museum in Ashland. ScienceWorks is more than a museum. It's a vibrant, active hub for STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And it has a jam-packed calendar of summer camps and community events. Brooke is here in the studio to help us learn more. Welcome to the Exchange, Brooke.
Thank you so much for having me. It's lovely to be here.
Well, for those of us, I wouldn't say us, because we have visited ScienceWorks, but for those who haven't visited ScienceWorks yet, how would you describe the core mission and what makes it more than a traditional museum?
Well, our mission and our goal is to inspire curiosity and wonder through scientific exploration and interactive experiences, which means bringing all sorts of workshops, activities, camps, ideas, and we just want to really, you know, push those intellects and get creative. We want people to think outside of the box, and it's a place for anyone of all ages to come and explore.
Okay, and so what are the current operating hours for the public?
So on Wednesdays and Thursdays, we are open from 10 to 3. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are open 10 to 5.
And where are you located?
We are located at 1500 East Main Street in Ashland, Oregon.
Okay. Now, you have a summer motto that's, when school's out, camp is in.
Yes, absolutely. We have a full 8-week calendar of summer camps ranging from Minecraft to Shark Week. We do all sorts of different activities. We are going to do shark dissections this summer. We are also going to create our own mineral blocks to mine, just like in Minecraft. We like to take all the different ideas and passions that kids have, the fun, you know, bringing games to life, and we just love to explore those minds.
So what's the one thing you hope every child takes home with them after a week of summer camp at ScienceWorks?
We want them to gain curiosity. We want them to get confidence in their skills. We want them to really, you know, branch out and learn something new. So hopefully at the end of the week, they've learned a new skill, they've made a friend, and they've grown some sort of skill and a passion.
And they're begging their parents to go back.
Absolutely, yes. That is the goal, that they come back week after week, or even if it's just a couple weeks. We also hope that they come back on the weekends to see all the fun programming we have, and we just want them to come back and explore.
Okay, so you're going to bring a shark into ScienceWorks and have kids cut it up.
Absolutely, yes. We like to be as hands-on as possible. Our motto is, if it's something you can touch and feel and learn something from, we want you to. So we've done squid dissections. We did those last year. In the summer, we decided, let's bump it up and bring a shark.
Oh, my word. Okay. And you also have a subterranean science camp.
Yes, we do. So we, in October of 2025, launched our new subterranean science exhibit. We brought Madagascar hissing cockroaches and blue death feigning beetles to the museum, and we're really expanding on that with the Oregon Caves Monument, who helped us bring this exhibit to life. We said, let's celebrate it a little bit more and dive deeper into the Oregon Caves, and so we were bringing that to life this summer.
Okay, so how do you have something like that, subterranean, underground?
Absolutely.
On campus.
So we really dig deep into the mining. So we create our own mineral blocks. We have all sorts of different gems and those minerals, and we use like plaster of Paris, and we spend a day creating our own mineral block. We let it harden, and then we spend the next couple of days mining. We pan for gold. We really just dive deep into the exploration and let the kids be as hands-on as possible.
Okay, so when the kids come for camp, they're not staying overnight.
No, they're not. It is a 9 to 3, Monday through Friday. Each camp is a week-long session. We take kids ages 6 to 12, and then for anyone over the age of 12 or mature youth 13 and up, are welcome to come volunteer with us. And if they want to be included in summer camp, they can be a summer camp assistant and help out our educators and come play along.
Well, I have teenage boys. How do they volunteer? I can get them out of the house.
Absolutely. So every month on the first Sunday, we have a volunteer orientation training sessions from 2 to 3. We really want the kiddos to learn and inspire curiosity themselves. We want them to really be involved. And so they can come between the hours of 9 to 3 and be like a second hand to the educators. They're involved in planning of the activities. They could help prep the activities, and they're also just a second help to the kiddos who might need an extra support.
Now, what's the prerequisite for any teenagers or young adults that want to volunteer?
We don't really have any prerequisites. We just ask that they're 13 and up. We reserve, 12 and under for our camps, but 13 and up, it's just a meaningful way to form experiences and impact the lives of younger kiddos. They develop the social skills, supportive, engaged, and really just contribute positive experiences. And it's really just a blast. And for anyone who doesn't want to face the public, we also have like back of house experiences. So if there's a teen that isn't quite ready to be in the public eye, we have those, back of house opportunities as well.
Okay. Well, I have two extroverts, so they'll be
perfect.
In the front. And what is the commitment level?
So we ask that kiddos come at least once a month. That is the bottom level. We are really, really flexible. We understand that in the summer and school year, events pop up. Kiddos have sports, they have theater, they have all sorts of those extracurriculars. So we try to keep it really flexible on the weekends. We also offer public programming, which is small little drop-in sessions. So you can come for 15 minutes, you can stay for an hour. We do activities like paper pinwheels, solar circuits, which is learning the basics of circuitry or coding. And those are also opportunities for youth and teens, if they want to come and facilitate an activity for 1 or 2 hours. Those are also other opportunities for those really extroverts who want to engage with the public.
Okay, and they can commit to up to a full day or full week, or, they
Absolutely.
Can pick and choose the camp that they want?
Yes, they can pick and choose. We've kept it really, really flexible, like I said, for, traveling over the summer. If they want to come for one day, if they want to come for 3 weeks, it's up to the teen.
My guest is Brooke Conti. She's the guest services supervisor at ScienceWorks Hands-On Museum in Ashland. Now, later in June, you're partnering with Ashland Aerial Arts for the Cosmic Cadets Camp. Tell me about that.
Oh, Cosmic Cadets is so much fun. We do what we call wall dancing. So we have rigs on the side of our museum. We have a supervisor that goes on the roof, and we let the kids essentially climb the wall of ScienceWorks. They get to learn different moves, how to safely and properly climb walls, and it's just a really fun opportunity. I've done it myself, and it's a lot harder than it looks.
You've climbed the walls of ScienceWorks.
Yes. So over, if you are staring straight at our building, we have a really big logo, and that is the area that we climb. So we have a whole wall, and we call it wall dancing. So if you want to bust out a couple moves while you're up there, you're more than welcome to.
That sounds fun. You also have the Curtain Call Academy starting at the end of the month. Tell me about how theater and performance fit into the STEAM curriculum.
Yeah, absolutely. So arts is a really important part of our community. With OSF and theater, we learn about face painting and prop making. We make our own costumes. We really dive deep into what does it mean to create a play, a musical? What does that look like? We will create many stage dioramas and kind of practice what it means to perform and put on a play, and it's going to be really fun. Like I said, we're going to do some face painting. We have lots of fabric. We're going to make our own costumes, whether it's out of fabric. We also do cardboard costumes. We try to be really creative. So we try to stretch the imagination as far as possible.
That's got to be a lot of fun. I know my son loves Spider-Man. In fact, he's probably running around in a Spider-Man costume right now.
Love to hear it.
On June 20th and 21st, you're hosting a Mural Fest with a theme of belonging. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Mural Fest is a wonderful event. There will be 23 regional muralists that will transform our plaza into a live, mural demo. So they each get their own giant piece of plywood, and they spend 2 days, two full 8-hour days, painting and getting creative. Guests are welcome to come. It is a free event on the plaza, and you can just come see artwork come to life. And we also have a big, on that big side of Science Works, we also have a big muralist come and do a chalk mural on the side of our building.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you mentioned plaza, you're talking about the Science Works Plaza, not the Ashland Plaza.
Correct, the Science Works Plaza, yes. It's right in front of our museum.
Gotcha. Now, you recently opened the Home Project. Talk about the collaboration with the Hartisan Foundation.
Oh, yeah. The Home Project is a wonderful art exhibit. Hartisan, they are going to be coming on June 6th. There will be also a free art reception from 4 to 6. Anyone wants to come and see the opening of that event, we will transform our Art and STEAM gallery to be just a wonderful art reception.
And speaking of that, you have a presentation from your Siskiyou Crest Artists in Residence. I think that's on June 28th.
Yes, it is. That is also another free event happening at 2 p.m. It'll be located in our theater inside of the museum. So, yes, we have a wonderful selection of free weekend events in June for anyone who wants to come and get a peek at the museum. You are welcome to come and see some wonderful artwork.
Well, you have hands-on happenings for families visiting on the weekends. So tell us about what hands-on happenings is in Kranzler Hall.
Yeah, absolutely. So our hands-on happening are little drop-in dynamic hands-on activities and experiences. You can spend 2 minutes making a paper pinwheel, or if you want to spend an hour creating your own cardboard costume. We've done cardboard arcade games. We've made real-life air hockey, minus the air, tables that you can really use. We've made skee ball games. So these are really fun, included with admission. You come on into the museum. We have three different hands-on happening locations. We have our painting pendulum, which is a giant harmonograph. You can create your own piece of art. We have our exploration station, which we host little hands-on demos where you can learn how to code a little cute mouse. You can learn about snap circuits. We've done heart pump demos. And we also have our tinkering studio, which is a little bit more hands-on, where we've done activities such as take apart, make apart, where we take old recycled electronics and kids can use real tools and learn how to use screwdrivers and things and take apart electronics and then build something new out of it. So they're, you know, really fun ways for kids to learn a new skill, gain confidence with materials, and really just explore.
Great. So can I send my boys with all of our old electronics out of our garage and just...
Yes, absolutely. Feel free to come donate. We love recycled materials. We reuse all sorts of things, fabric, bottle caps, cardboard.
Are you serious? You really do recycle?
Absolutely.
The public can bring their electronic materials and
absolutely
hand them over.
Of course, yes. We try to stray away from TVs and things. We don't really like the glass screen. It's a little bit of a hazard, but you have an old phone, you have an old keyboard. Kids love to pop off the keys and hot glue them together and create something new.
Okay. Now, I know that not everyone can afford Science Works, and you offer a $5 special admission on the first Sunday of every month. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we call them First Sundays. We drop the price down for $5. It's for the entire day. It includes our hands-on happenings, anything that's going on in the museum. We also have accessible pricing. So even if you aren't able to come on the first Sunday, if you have Oregon Trail, EBT, WIC, it drops the price of admission to $3. So if you qualify for any of those, you can come any day of the week and get accessible pricing.
Okay.
So we try to keep it very inclusive.
Excellent. Now, I understand you're currently running a contest to win a free birthday party.
Yes.
What does a typical Science Works birthday party package include?
So it includes goodie bags for up to 20 guests. You get a free birthday party in our celebration room. It was transformed last year, so it's very fun. We decorate the room. You can pick one of up to three workshops, which our workshops are 30 minutes hands-on demos and things. So you can do snap circuits. You can learn about circuitry. You can do survival. There are so many fun different things that you can do. And
okay. Well, we're going to have to leave it there.
Okay,
unfortunately,
perfect.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time. But It sounds like a wonderful place for the families to go.
It really is. In the summer, we're going to have so many fun things, so many fun programming, and it really is a wonderful place to visit.
All right. Thanks for joining me, Brooke.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.